96.1 MyFM presents Hooray for Coaches, highlighting people who make a difference for young athletes in our community. Today I'm joined by Jerry Benoit, the head coach for Team Ontario's under-14 boys basketball team at the most recent North American Indigenous Games. Jerry, it's always a pleasure to have you come in and talk with us. I'm curious though, for people who may not be familiar with you, how did you get involved with coaching?
It started when I actually tried out. I was living in Pequawknagon, and I had found out that there was a Team Ontario tryout going on for the 2002 men's Team Ontario Indigenous team. So I was younger back then, and that's pretty much all I was doing back then. And I was able to go to Ottawa, and there were 7 different camps going on in Ottawa at that time. And I think there was about 40 or 50 applicants coming out of the Ottawa camp, but they were taking 2, and I was one of the 2 that got selected. So that kind of gave me the experience playing provincially for that 50 minutes of fame. And then when that kind of slowed down, the dust settled there, I felt as though there was more to give. So I started coaching, and I started coaching youth teams from Pequawknagon, from the reserve, mixed teams. And we'd do different tournaments. We'd go to Ottawa. We'd go to Deep River. We'd even try and get 4 teams together just to have an even number of tournaments. So I was doing that. Creator gave me a skill, and I wanted to share that skill with others, and that's what I've been doing, and that's what I've been doing since 2002-ish.
So the kids who you coach get a leader who have walked the same path as they are walking when they take on that tournament. But for you, what is it that you get out of the experience?
It's always really interesting to see the seeds that you sow, whether you start early with player development, or you just, talking to kids at a young age, right? It's always nice to see where they end up, and hopefully it's always on a good path. It's a fulfillment for me, I think. It makes me feel young.
And your situation's a bit different from other coaches that we're highlighting today, because while there might be some local players who are part of the team, it's Team Ontario. It's a bit further reaching than Renfrew County. What is one of the biggest challenges for you in coaching, especially for Team Ontario?
I think removing barriers is the key, culturally speaking. A lot of people don't know about the North American Indigenous Games. They only know what they're taught or what they're shown, right? With basketball has given us an avenue to open up some of those doors. I think there's 5,000 athletes that actually partake within North America. We're talking Wisconsin, we're talking Florida, we're talking all these different provinces and states. These games are important because, indigenously speaking, I feel as though these games have been around, and I think me being that pioneer, it's important for me to share those experiences and share those moments with youth from this area, and as well as people from this area, because this is a story that needs to be told.
So a lot of it does come down to making sure that the efforts are recognized at the end of the day. But I understand that even just kind of getting everyone together can be a challenge as well. Take us through what you did to get prepared for this summer's games in Halifax.
People always ask me, Coach, how do you get your team together? Because you're from Ontario. How do you do this? And I always say, Facebook Messenger. We get them together. And what we do is we end up bringing them down to Pembroke a week before the North American Indigenous Games. I was able to reach out to the local River Dogs basketball team in Pembroke, with Ethan Bardis was running that. And also I was able to use Bishop Smith Gym for our Team Ontario training camp. So everybody came down from all Ontario. There was no air conditioning in that gym at the time, so it was very hot, which actually came in handy for us in Halifax, because if you have never been to Halifax, air conditioning is actually a commodity there. It was not nice to us. We did not have air conditioning in our facilities that we were at. So these gyms were very hot and mild and muggy. It was nothing to see a youth running back on defense and just collapsing with cramps or heat exhaustion. It was that intense. The first part of the week, and then moving into the later part of the week, we were hit with over 200 millimeters of rain. we were getting it from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. But our motto on our team was next play. Doesn't matter. Next play. Shake it off. Next play. Next play. Next play.
And out of just a few hours of practice in Pembroke as a team, you guys turned that next play mentality into a pretty impressive playoff run. Take us through that elimination bracket.
We go to the quarterfinal game against Alberta. We take out Alberta by 15, I believe it was. We go on to the semifinal game against BC. It's very hot. It's probably about 45 degrees in this gym. Very loud. BC's coming with energy. They've got loud fans. We've got some loud fans too. So anyway, long story short, they're up by 20 points going into the last 9 minutes of the game. We chip back. Gentleman on our team, Noah Jeffries, steals the ball, hits a three-pointer with about 17 seconds left, steals the ball again back, hits another three-pointer. We end up tying this game, going overtime. They go up by one with about 10 seconds left. We had a miraculous three-point shot to come back and win this. It was crazy. This is not supposed to happen. Oh, my God.
So chipping away at that big lead, getting into overtime, what was the messaging throughout that period, that last 9 minutes plus overtime?
I recall one of the timeouts I called, I said to the players, I'm like, this is your gold medal game. This is it. Because we're not worried about next week, because we're not going to be here next week, right? We can only control right now and right here. And all we're going to do is we have to give this 100%. Give it all you got. Put it all out there. And I still can't believe it. I just can't believe that they did this.
That last minute push takes you all the way to the gold medal match where you do end up falling, but it wasn't settling for silver. You put up a hell of an effort against a tough team. What about that big moment that you hope would stick with your players and maybe the players who are thinking of coaching, taking the same route you did through the Indigenous Games?
I think that game was so emotional, right? To be down 20 points, to be playing in a hot gym. You know, you have the refs working against you. You have this going against you. You have this going against you. And it's just next play, right? It's just next play. And I really hope when these guys look back 10 years from now on that game tape and they watch that, to really promote that to their next generation too, to watch this and to use that to any team to not give up, no matter what the score, what the game, what the pressure. You just keep playing.
Well, Jerry, it's been great talking to you as always. Congratulations on the silver medal. And I know you have one more North American Indigenous Games to coach in Calgary. That's coming up in 2027. And I know you'll do us proud there as well. This is Hooray for Coaches on 96.1 MyFM. And don't forget, you can hear all of our coaches online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.